fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore with the second hour of the John Moore Show on December 2nd, 2007. Welcome back. And we've got on hold Lonnie from Canada. Lonnie, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind today?
A couple of questions. I listened to your archive of last week's show about firearms. It was excellent.
Okay.
You made a brief mention about you were speaking about the versatility of a 12-gauge,
right.
And I'm starting to learn more about that. And you made a brief mention of using it for squirrels and small game and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
What load do you recommend for that? Because obviously I'm assuming you wouldn't use the load you'd use for self-defense, or you wouldn't have a whole lot of squirrel left.
You want to use about a number 6 shot would be about right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to use birdshot because it's just not heavy enough, and the heavier stuff, like number 4 buck, that's just too much, and there's with a small animal, there's a lot of real likelihood of missing it anyway.
So that'd be good for like raccoons, that sort of thing.
Raccoons, I would go with something heavier for raccoons, like a BB size.
Okay.
Raccoons is a pretty tough critter.
I know. I
mean, they're large and they're tough, and if they got rabies, I mean, they can be really mean. If you get them cornered, or they got babies, they can be mean. They got sharp teeth and sharp claws. I'd use something heavier. I'd use the BB shot at least.
They are pretty mean. I've had to fight off more than one in the middle of the night camping before with a knife and a flashlight.
Oh boy,
they're tough.
Oh yeah, yeah. If they smell food and they're hungry, they're going to come after it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're great meat to survive on.
Yeah, they're very tasty. Some of the best barbecue I ever had was prepared by a black man. He was a professional barbecue restaurant guy, and he had marinated this raccoon and barbecued it, and it was just some of the tastiest meat I've ever eaten.
Excellent. Excellent. I recall you quite some time ago, I believe you mentioned you used the Katadyn pocket filter,
right.
Portable filter.
Yeah, hold on. We'll talk about water filters when we come back. Stay tuned,
sure.
Everybody. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and we're back. This is J.R. Moore this Sunday, the second day of December 2007. You still there, Lonnie?
We just started to speak about portable water filters.
Right.
And
right.
I recall you mentioning that you use the Katadyn pocket filter.
Right, the ceramic one, that little pocket ceramic one. That's the best quality filter you can get for that, for being out in the bush, as opposed to a base camp filter.
Yes, I did. Right. I did my research, and like you always recommend, and I came to the same conclusion. It is by far the most rugged, and nothing touches it for capacity.
No.
So to that end, I bought my son and myself one, and it was expensive, but a great purchase. But my question is, other than pre-filtering where necessary with coffee filters or what have you, do you typically treat your water after using the pocket filter with anything else, or do you find it good to go from there?
Typically, I don't. I always keep purification tablets handy, just as a backup in general. But typically, of course, where I am, there's lots of water that's not too bad to begin with. That people routinely drinking this water is open water from these springs within living memory as their main source of drinking water. We wouldn't do it now for a lot of reasons, but if you start out with a really good source, I wouldn't worry about having to put any purification tablets in it.
Right. Just wanted to inquire about that.
Okay.
And that was about it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I mean, where else can you talk about water filters and tie wraps and zip ties? This is excellent.
Yeah, zip ties and cable ties. Yeah, handy stuff.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. Take care.
Thank you for calling, Lonnie. And that was Lonnie from Canada, regular caller. And we've got another regular caller, Gail from Tennessee. Are you there, young lady?
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Gail.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing fine. You know, I apologize. I was kind of in and out listening to the first hour, so I'm not sure if you've touched on this or not, so I'll throw it out there.
Well, and you won a big prize, but you didn't call up in time. I announced your name, and since you weren't listening, I'm just kidding.
Okay. have you talked any today about all of these strange tidal surges that the European coasts are experiencing in different areas around the world this week?
I have not, and I don't know if McCann is addressing that or not, but what's going on with Planet Holmes, that might be connected to that. I'm not the scientist, obviously. Don't claim to be.
Having these really...
If these things continue, I think McCann will be addressing them probably his next radio show.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. But they're becoming really, as they say, freakish. Term it freakish waves.
Are they doing damage?
Yes.
Okay.
They've destroyed over in Indonesia, those poor people over there. But these tidal surges are coming in at much higher than ever been normal. They're totally abnormal. And they're destroying all the coastal houses. I forget how many homes have been destroyed already. And there's been damage done around the water inlet there around England, Scotland, and different places have actually had tidal warnings in the last 4 or 5 days.
Well, all that man-made infrastructure, Gail, is engineered with certain parameters of highs and lows.
Right.
And what they expect. And once stuff starts getting much, you know, they put in some fudge factor, maybe another couple of feet, but once it's much above that, it starts doing a lot of damage.
Well, you know, they're speculating. They're saying, well, could it be, you know, all this water that's melting from the polar caps and stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more related to planet activity in the solar system.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what causes tides to go up and down in the first place is mostly the moon.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I listening to McCann today, I just found out there's also a tidal wave in the ground itself. It's only about an inch, so
mm-hmm.
we don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have this comet Holmes that might be already strong enough to be interacting with our tides. I don't know.
They've discovered another comet, too, this week.
Really?
And then there's another. Yeah, we're going to have three comets running.
Well, McCann refers to all of them as Planet X type objects.
Yes. Yes, and I'm going to go one even further tonight and encourage you and listeners to go to Bacon, like, you know, you eat bacon, pork bacon.
All right.
BaconReport.com.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll find something very interesting there. If you go to the symbolisms of the secret symbolism of Washington, because, you know, those were all by the Masons who designed and laid out Washington,
right,
D.C., all the dates point to 2007 as being the date for all of the grand conjunction with the galactic Milky Way and all that.
Well, McCann is saying that around the 22nd of this month, which is a Saturday, 22nd of December,
yes,
he's encouraging people to keep their backpacks with them wherever they go.
Yes.
Because
it says
these,
on solar system on December 22nd, 2007, is that there is going to be Pluto's going to be right with Saturn. There's going to be this perfect alignment of planets.
Right. Right.
And then there's going to be a full moon on December 23rd right under Venus. And this will literally, as the Bible speaks of, a woman with 12 stars around her head and the moon at her feet that it spoke of in Revelations.
Well, I got my backpack with me every day anyway,
yeah,
so I don't think...
You know, this all could
different.
Have been a facade by our government to make us think we had 5 more years to prepare for 2012, and it could be upon us now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. It could be actually this year. And when you go to this BaconReport.com and you read all this compelling information, you'll walk away from it with the conclusion this could very well be the conjunction alignments that the Mayans, the Hopi, and everybody were talking about because that does not seem to happen any other time. And in fact, it says in Genesis 1, the Bible talks about the stars being for signs and seasons. Revelations 12, especially for times, signs and times, and in 12 it talks about a woman being clothed in the sun, hiding for 3.5 years and bringing forth a male child. On June 6, 2004, Venus transited the sun. Now, 3.5 years later, in December of 2007, is when the cross in our solar system is formed. Other parts of the apocalypse relate to signs and times we live in, too, but for brevity, only this one has been included. Try reading the Bible carefully and see what else you find.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, Gail, thank you very much
for
your call.
Have a great day.
We appreciate it. Thank you, dear. And we've got Catherine from Montana. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
What's on your mind? Hi.
Well, first of all, I love your show, and
you.
I appreciate it being on RBN. I would like to have you discuss hunting and fishing, taking small and large game or fish from the field to the table.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll do
that.
Great show. Thank you very much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, here's the long and the short of it. I live in the Ozarks, and my parents' age, people are now in their 80s typically, lived through what was called the Great Depression in the 20s and 30s. It didn't take long for all the large game, when I'm talking large game, deer, to be hunted out. When times got tough, these folks down here, they hunted the deer to virtual extinction in terms of white-tailed deer in the state of Missouri. And it only took 3 or 4 years for that to happen. And when, in more recent times, in the 1960s, I believe it may have been the 50s, deer had to be imported from other states and reintroduced into the Ozarks. I say this for a reason. There is a common belief among a lot of people that in hard times, they'll be able to supplement their diet by hunting. And I'm here to tell you that you'll be able to do that for a short period of time, depending on where you are. Now, up where Lonnie is, up in Canada, that's going to be a lot more feasible because there's a much smaller population base and be much less pressure on wild game. But out here where there are people, a lot of people, it's going to be a different thing. The deer will go first. Deer meat is highly prized even in normal times. Next will be the squirrels and the rabbits. Now, fish is another whole matter. If you've got lakes or ponds on property that you control and you can stop people from trespassing and fishing illegally on your property, you can certainly stock that pond or that lake and have a good source of food in that manner. Now, squirrel, rabbits, they tend to migrate over a large area unless you've got a really large place. They could migrate on and off your property. They can eat, they will find sources of food. It's not an issue, and they'll find water. And you don't want to eat rabbits in the summertime. It's not healthy. There's squirrels. You can pretty much take them anytime, whether it's hot or cold weather. There's no health issues concerned with squirrels. If you haven't skinned out a squirrel or a rabbit, you need to work with somebody who's done this before. And the way I was trained to do it, by my grandfather, we had a little board on a tree with a couple of nails sticking out horizontally, and we would stick the hind feet of the rabbit or the squirrel on those nails and then skin it out from there. And trying to describe that on the radio, I think, would be pretty pointless. And we got a break coming up. We'll go back to the squirrels and rabbits when we come back from this break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the second day of December 2007. In response to Catherine from Montana, we're talking about hunting and fishing. What I didn't talk about a moment ago was time. And that will vary from one situation to another. How much time a person is going to have to do these tasks of hunting and fishing, which can be very time consuming. If you're in a long-term survival situation out in the country, most of your time is going to be taken up with the things that are normally taking up in a living on a ranch or a farm, which is operating, maintaining, repairing equipment, machinery. If you've got livestock, you'll be taking care of the livestock. If you've got a garden, you'll be taking care of the garden. Time to be fishing and time to be hunting is going to be, any time at all, is going to be at a premium, as opposed to how much you're going to get for it. Now, notice I didn't talk about hunting for birds, except for turkeys. If you have a turkey that wanders by, you know, while you're working on a fence, of course you're going to shoot that turkey and take it home and put it in the pot. Well, that would be an obvious thing to do. Any wild game that presents itself while you're out doing a chore, of course you'll be armed, and of course you would take that game and harvest it and clean it up and add it to the in the family food supply. There's other ways to get food. Out where I am, we have the main agriculture is grass-fed beef. And if we did have a long-term survival situation where law enforcement wasn't not able to respond in a normal fashion that we're used to, these ranchers are going to need help protecting their herds. I've got a rancher nearby here who runs over 1,000 head of beef spread out over different acreages that aren't all contiguous. Men like that are going to need help, and they would probably be glad to show their gratitude by paying for security services with beef on the hoof, if not beef that's been prepared for the freezer. Lots of ways to address these concerns. You need to be flexible. You need to be aware of all of them. Now, a 12-year-old boy can be quite good at hunting squirrels and rabbits, or even deer as far as that goes. You're not going to drag a deer out of the woods by themselves, obviously. But a 12-year-old boy who's been hunting for several years can be quite good at that, and at fishing also. And the limited time people would have for what we might now refer to as recreation could be used by the fishing activities or the hunting activities, whatever leisure time that might be, which is going to be limited. The time to develop the skills and the skills of fishing would be now, like, as I suggest, developing all these skills. We don't know how much time we've got. This planetary alignment that happens in 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks to the day, that might be the beginning of some very, very serious things. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Do we have 3 weeks? Do we have 3 years? I can't sit here and tell you that. I honestly can't do that. My message is to get prepared now, to develop the skills you need now, to get the equipment and food setback that you need now, while you can, while we appear to have the luxury of time. And that might just be an illusion. It might just be an illusion. That could go away in 3 weeks or 3 months. We don't know. There may be people who do, but they're not talking. So if you want to include harvesting rabbits, squirrels, turkeys, deer into your repertoire, you need to develop those skills now while you can. The skills of hunting, harvesting, skinning out this meat, preserving it so it doesn't go bad, making sure you don't cut the wrong piece inside the animal that will contaminate the meat, and so forth. Fishing the same way. You need to develop those skills of fishing now, and how to clean the fish and prepare the fish now while you can, so it's a known quantity to you. That's real important. Just as important is storing up a supply of freeze-dried food. Well, I talk about redundancy frequently, and this is one of the redundant things. You need to know how to grow your food, how to hunt your food, how to cook your food, and you also need food stored away for a rainy day. Freeze-dried guy is the best person, best business, in my opinion, to accomplish that goal. It's the tastiest, most nutritious food at the best pricing, which includes shipping. Bulky, heavy stuff gets to be expensive to ship. His website is freezedryguy.com. His phone number is 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. He's a sponsor. That's why I talk about him so much. And we got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Here's some information you need to know. It's one of our sponsors. Our sponsors is what makes all this happen. Keep that in mind. Onesti Investment Advisors. Do you need help investing your money? Onesti Investment Advisors look after your investments. Use Onesti Investment Advisors to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. I like that last one, protect against the falling dollar. That's getting very, very serious. They have a website and they have a phone number. Website is onestiadvisors.com. The phone number, I'll say it twice, slowly, 505-296-2453. I say again slowly, 505-296-2453. We've got not quite half an hour. I want to talk about health-related matters. I was with a friend the other night. My wife and I were all about the same age. She's coming up on her 40th high school reunion soon. And I told her about going to mine, and I told her it was one of the scariest things I ever did, seeing all my contemporaries. You know, all the guys and gals are all your classmates. none of them are more than 6 months older or younger than you. And to see the physical condition of my contemporaries was really scary. And a great wake-up call. Wake-up calls serve a great purpose. I'm going to give you some tips on how to be healthier than what you are now and get healthier than what you are now. And you'd be well advised to pay attention to these things. Now, I'm no healthcare professional. However, I know more about nutrition than most non-healthcare professionals. My wife is a chiropractor, and I've been paying attention to what she tells me these past 20-something years. And I go to a nutrition specialist once a month for nutritional advice. So here we go. First of all, eliminate these things from your consumption. All tobacco products, all soft drinks. I don't care if they're artificially, if they're diet or not. All soft drinks, eliminate them. Alcohol, except in moderation. You do those things, you'll be far, far better off. Now, sweeteners. All artificial sweeteners are harmful, period. End of discussion. I don't care what they are. They will harm your body. Refined white sugar will harm your body. High fructose corn syrup will harm your body. It's difficult to eat and not consume these products. I know that because I pay attention to myself. It is very difficult, but do it to the best of your ability. Soy products. It's kind of ironic. The past 30-something years, how the shelves of the health food stores are filled up with soy products. All soy products except for fermented soy products like soy sauce, they're harmful for people. You shouldn't consume them. Don't do it. Water. You hear the Berkey water filters being promoted. A good source of clean water. I've just started a regimen. I drink 32 ounces of water a day, minimum. I put a teaspoon per half gallon of sea salt in my drinking water. It doesn't make it taste salty, kind of. I don't know how to describe it, but it doesn't taste salty, and it's good for you. It helps get your electrolytes balanced out real nice. We got some callers, and we're going to get to the callers. Randall in Texas, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am, John. I appreciate your program. I was busy in the first hour, and I regret that. I'm going to try to go back on the archives, but I heard you in the last bit of it talking about 24 months, and I thought I'd get you to come back to that because that sounds very important to me.
Okay, well, here's the deal. The government is already evacuating their continuity of government people, which is the intelligence services, parts of the military, some agencies. They're already doing these evacuations. Those evacuations will be complete in 24 months from now. In December 2009, everybody that's been chosen as part of continuity of government, they will be evacuated to their safe havens in Denver and other places in the middle of the country.
Okay, that's and it. Including Kansas City or wherever.
Kansas City. The middle of the country is going to be fairly safe. Now, if Yellowstone goes off, which it might, everything with an 800-mile radius of Yellowstone is going to have very severe problems. But in the middle of the country is where these shelters are located, right?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And,
okay.
John, we always think of you, and we listen here in the Austin area on the micro, and we like to catch your program when we can. And one of these days we'll have to get you back here to Austin again.
I would love to get better. I love Texas. I love the people. I'd love to get back down there. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling, Randall. Appreciate
it.
Okay, sir. And we got John from Florida. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Last Tuesday in the AM when Professor James McCanny was on, I guess it was GCN,
right.
I only played like the first hour of it.
Well, I don't know about that. You're talking about Genesis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was on shortwave, and his shows are archived, and I just listened to the archive. I wasn't able to listen last week. But both hours are archived at his website, John, and you can listen there at at any time of your choosing.
Okay, I'm looking for that on your website. I've got him pulled up here.
Right. Well, I've got a link for my website. If you go to my thelibertyman.com, you'll see a section on the top bar that says links, and just keep scrolling down until you get to mechanic.
Okay, that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thank you for calling, John.
Okay, thank you.
We appreciate it, sir. I'm a big cheerleader of James McKinley. I cannot say how much I admire this man, his lifelong work, which I don't know how Jim is, but I think we're within a few years of being the same age. The decades he's put in and the hammering and blackballing he's taken because of his theoretical work he's published about the electrical nature of the universe and our solar system, being followed around by agent provocateurs who are trying to provocate an incident that would be very distracting for Jim in a lot of ways. This is a man who's doing us, all of us, this planet, a great, great service. And he's not getting wealthy selling Berkey water filters. No, that's not going to happen. You know, he pays for his own radio. Let's talk to Jim on the radio. There's no commercials. That 2 hours on WWCR last Tuesday, I have no idea what the man paid for it, but I know it wasn't cheap. Get his books. You know, get whatever products you can from this man. He deserves your support. I buy every book the man publishes. I mean, I can't say too much. Let's get back to health-related things here. There are lots of things. You go to a health food store, you listen to your Patriot Radio Republic, you're going to hear lots of products, and they're good products. And here's something you need to think about, and that's self-diagnosis. I do not encourage or advocate self-diagnosis when it comes to health-related matters. I visit with a qualified nutrition specialist once a month. He's a chiropractor. He's had far more training in nutrition than medical doctors have. My wife has. Well, this gentleman has taken even more on top of that. He does diagnostic testing to find out what nutritional supplements I should be taking or not taking the following month, how much to take, when to take it, and so forth. I don't get involved in self-diagnosis. I just don't do that. I pay money to get advice from a professional who knows what he's doing. And I believe that's good advice for all of you out there. You're all over the country and all over the planet. I know we have people in Norway listening to me speak right now, Australia, New Zealand, I mean, all over the place. And in most countries, you're going to find nutrition specialists. No, I need all my listeners to be healthy. So don't self-diagnose. Don't guess at what you should take, how much you should take, and when. Don't do that. Get professional advice. And we're talking about supplements. And also food itself. My nutrition counselor, it's been 2.5 years ago, he said, Johnny, stop eating wheat. And I did. And I trusted him. I did it. And it changed my life, all for the better. My body was not processing the wheat properly. It caused me to blow it up. So I did that, and I'm glad I did. Now, getting back to nutrition, fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh meat from a known source. When I say a known source, that you know for a fact that the beef or the chicken hasn't been all shot up with growth hormones and antibiotics. You know that for a fact, and that it's been raised in a healthy environment, where the chickens are outside and the beef have, the cattle can walk around and eat grass like God intended them to. Known sources of beef and chicken, fresh fruits and vegetables, and follow the advice of your nutrition advisor. Eat more of what he tells you to eat and don't eat what he tells you, that doesn't tell you you should avoid. And avoid the processed foods and avoid microwaving. Microwaves are, they change the molecular structure of the food. That's what they do. Microwave ovens change the molecular structure of the food. That's not a good thing. It is not a good thing. Part of health and part of nutrition, of course, is exercise. I've been working out. I started my workout program again back in September. I'm always physically active. I started running again 4 days ago in preparation for competing in a 100-meter dash at the end of May of 2008. It takes a good 6 months to be able to compete at that level. Last time I ran on the clock, I ran less than 16 seconds, 15.7 seconds. My goal is to beat that by 8-tenths of a second and run 14.9 100-meter dash. I'll be very near my 61st birthday, by the way, when I'm up on that clock. Very near my 61st birthday. And attempting to run the 100-meter dash in less than 15 seconds. That's my goal. That's John Moore's goal. You need to set your own goal for yourself. It's not going to be my goal. It's going to be your goal. Whatever that might be, for whatever athletic activity it might be. It may be walking a certain distance. It might be getting up out of a chair without pain. Whatever that might be. Establish a goal, a realistic goal, that you can work at and work towards for your health and your nutrition. Everybody has limits. I don't care if you're an 18-year-old Marine or a 78-year-old woman. Everybody has limitations. The 18-year-old Marine can't pick up a 300-pound backpack and walk with it 10 hours a day up and down hills. He can't do that. And a 78-year-old woman, she's going to have her limitations depending on her physical condition and her health considerations. And it's going to be different for different people. You learn to work within your limitations. The 18-year-old Marine has to work within his physical limitations, and the 78-year-old woman has to work within her limitations. There's no such thing as a person that doesn't have physical limitations. They're just different. They're just different. You need to recognize what they are, find out what they are, and work within them, and of course work to improve those limitations. Before starting any serious exercise regimen, you'd be well advised to talk to your medical doctor and make sure that you're not overdoing it, or talk to your chiropractor. I rarely go to medical doctors, by the way. Rarely go to medical doctors. My primary health care is from a chiropractor. And I'm glad of it. It's been a very good experience for me. Excellent experience. In fact, I just started seeing a new chiropractor just this past week because my wife recommended this individual. He's a former Marine, a Gulf War veteran, and I think I'll be better at achieving my goal of running 100 meters under 15 seconds with this new consultation and new treatments I'll be getting. That's what life is, ladies and gentlemen. It's goals, it's setting goals and achieving those goals. There's lots of things that life is. Life is just a series of decisions and the consequences of those decisions. But when it comes to health and nutrition, there's an awful lot of smoke and mirrors out there. I'll take milk, for example, cow's milk. I really don't believe that adults should consume milk. That's my belief based on my research and study. I don't believe that human children should consume cow's milk once they're past the age where they can consume solid foods. And I don't believe anybody of any age should consume pasteurized milk. If you're going to drink at all, at least get raw milk. It hasn't been killed. But I can't tell you how many people I run into that don't know basic foundational nutritional things, like if you you have asthma, you don't drink. If you have asthma, you don't drink milk. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. And I'm shocked at how many people don't know that, but apparently many people don't. If you have any kind of condition involving your sinuses or congestion, you certainly don't consume dairy products. But you'd be shocked and surprised at how many people don't know that and do it anyway. Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, does offer the Berkey water filters, having a source of pure drinking water, not the government water. And I, quite frankly, I don't know if Berkey is, if Republic is selling the extra filters for the Berkeys that take the fluoride out. You need to get that fluoride out of your drinking water. But coming up, the call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few minutes. We had a listener from Norway asking what a community should do to prepare, especially if they had some unexpected funds come in. Here's what the community does. First of all, break it down to the smallest political, smallest geographical areas possible. In the United States, we would call them precincts, which is a political area, typically no more than half a square mile or so. each one of those areas, let's call it a precinct, for example, should be able to elect its own leader that would lead them in the event of a crisis, or have a leader appointed as someone who's a trusted person from that area, that lives in that area, maybe a school principal or a police officer or a doctor or some trusted, respected member of that specific community, and have that person organize the community and appoint those under them to take care of administrative duties, communications, emergency medical treatment, and transportation, food preparation, and select a building inside that small area, that precinct. It could be a school or a church or some kind of public building that would be the headquarters for these operations to take place in, and that place would be the repository of the food, emergency medical supplies, communications equipment. That's the way it would be done, to have each small area be as independent and able to take care of itself without outside assistance as possible, as opposed to a centralized location for the entire city where everything is centrally located. That would not be a wise thing to do, in my opinion. Decentralization and having community leaders at the lowest grassroots level taking charge is the way to do this. And we're quickly running out of time here. I don't know what else I can tell you, folks. If you haven't visited my website, you need to do that, thelibertyman.com. If you don't have a copy of Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System, you need this book. It could save your life. Having access to communications in a crisis can literally mean the difference between life and death. So you need to get this book, The Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. Other products, you need to consider them. My DVDs on preparedness, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1 and Volume 2. You're not going to find them anywhere else except the John Moore website, thelibertyman.com. Republic might start carrying some of these things. We're talking about it, and that might be happening soon. But check these things out, and if you want to make a gift for a friend or a relative, this would be a great time to do that. We're quickly running out of time to get stuff shipped in time, but we still have a little time, another week or so, to get stuff shipped out and receive it in time for Christmas. Other than that, we don't know the time. Now, those that do aren't talking. Do we have 3 weeks, 3 months, 2 years? I don't know. I don't know. I know it's time to get prepared now, not tomorrow, now. Don't get too caught up in these dates. I used to do that myself. Don't do it. Don't get too caught up in these dates. Every day is a gift from God. Every day is. Every extra day is a gift from God to get prepared, to get the skills you need, to get the food you need from freeze-dried guy, to stock up your water filters, ammunition, firearms, boots, merino wool socks. Every day is a gift from God that you can do that. We are out of time. I had a wonderful 2 hours with you. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. You all be safe out there, and God bless America.
With recent